Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Mystical Matchmaker podcast. I am your host, Marla Martinson, matchmaker, life coach, energy healer, tarot reader, all the stuff, all the stuff. So today we are going to talk about something that we all need, we could need to pay a little more attention to, and that is our digestive health. I know it doesn't sound very sexy, right? But I have a really fantastic guest. Her name is Scotty Wagner, and she's an alchemical herbalist and life activation practitioner. And she's going to share with us five herbs for digestive health. And it is so, you know, we're so confused nowadays with, you know, can I even eat a piece of bread with the gluten? And is coffee going to mess up my digestion? Do I take probiotics? Some people say apple cider vinegar is good. My Chinese medicine doctor says no. So it's just so confusing. We're afraid to, you know, I can't even eat a goddamn piece of bread or have a cup of coffee. What's going on? What's going on here? So at least Scotty can help us maybe balance some things out. She's going to share with us how to make a prebiotic drink with one of these herbs. I'm excited to try it. I'm excited to get some tips on what I can be taking on a daily basis. Maybe we can grow it ourselves in our garden or in the windowsill, or, you know, and just use these natural remedies, herbs that are available to us. So I'm going to bring her on. And she, you know, Ayurveda is that, I'm going to have her explain what that is, but I'm a big fan of Ayurveda, which is, there's four doshas, and I'll just have her explain it. She can do it better. All right, I'm going to bring her on.
Hey, Marla. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Scotty. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. So I know you from the yoga studio I go to, but I've been watching your TikTok, and I love your tips on herbs. And I thought, hey, let's get Scotty on the show and share some of your magic. So what is an alchemical herbalist and life activation practitioner?
So an alchemical herbalism is taking all of these systems of medicine that have been dating back 5,000 years. So it's a blend of Ayurveda, like you'd mentioned, along with some Chinese medicine and Western herbalism and traditional, like Native American traditions as well. So it's kind of a blend of all of these evolutionary systems of medicine. And I'm so grateful for the teachings that I've gained through Bastyr University, but also have advanced my knowledge with Seja Popam, who has explored the world and realized that all of these different systems of medicine come down to the same things, which is following these natural patterns that are in every single expression of life, including people, plants, the seasons, even looking at the planetary correspondences. So it's really learning how to speak the language of nature to help us better understand ourselves and our natural patterns and what we're predisposed for imbalances and how to work with the natural world to bring our unique patterns back into balance.
I love that.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh. And what about the life activation? What are you doing there with that?
The life activation is another ancient old tradition that is a process of helping restore balance to our physical, emotional, mental, spiritual bodies by helping us clear away all of the diseases that have been plaguing us down while also opening us up to receive more light, more clarity, and just being more connected to who we are at our core.
Okay. And I did have an energy session with you last year, which was beautiful. That was amazing. And talking about the herbs for digestive health. So let's get into them, the five herbs. So number one.
Yeah, so the five that I want to speak about today is five that we all know and have easy access to. And what I love is that a lot of the spices that we cook with, we don't just cook with rosemary and thyme and oregano because it tastes good, but because these herbs are carminatives, which means that they increase blood circulation to the digestive system so that it actually helps us digest our food easier.
Okay. So that's how we got started with that.
Exactly. So they have so many medicinal values beyond just making our food taste good. So I'm all about why not learning how to use them a little bit more intentionally and just learning the different ways that we can work with these medicines, including a very common weed that we all try to kill every spring, but is one of the most nutritious foods that we could actually be consuming.
Dandelion.
Yes, you guessed it.
I used to buy dandelion leaves, or what is that, what you call it, leaves, dandelion, put it in my juice when I was juicing. But I'm like, you know what, I'm looking around where I am up here in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, there's all these dandelions out there, and I'm sure they're not sprayed with anything because they're like whatever grown in my yard, and I should just pick the leaves and then make a you'd say, what can we do with dandelion? We could go pick some outside, and then what do we do with it?
Yeah, and what's so nice is that the whole plant can be used, and there are slightly different properties depending if you consume the root, the leaves, or the flowers. But one of my favorite things is to go outside and pick the flowers, and I'll eat them in front of little kids and show them that it's medicine because the flowers are very bitter, and the taste of plants show us a lot about their medicine. And so the action of bitters means that it increases all of the secretions of our digestive system from our mouth all the way through. So that bitter action is really good at helping to coat the digestive system and help us digest easier. So I love just to go and eat the fresh flowers. I'll put them in salads. I'll cook them just kind of however I want. And then the leaves are, they're a diuretic, which means that they help us urinate more. And so a common herbal action that I'll be referencing today is alterative. And alteratives mean that they open the channels of elimination. So that can be, you know, sweating through the skin. That can be urinating through the urinary system, having bowel movements. And so really making sure that we are properly detoxing the waste products that we need to.
Okay. Wonderful. And the tea, how do you make a tea out of dandelion? I didn't even know that you could use the root. So you just pull it out by the root, and then what do you do? You wash off the dirt, and what do you do with the root?
Yeah, so the root is more of a nutritive cholagogue, which means that it more specifically increases the secretions of the gallbladder. And so the root has also been used that you can kind of fry it up in the pan. And I've done it as a coffee alternative when I was in college, actually. They taught us how to make, and I'm using air quotes over here, even though you can't see it, dandelion coffee, because it does have a slightly similar taste. And coffee is also a bitter. That's why it helps us have our morning bowel movements.
Okay. I thought it was just that warm. I'm drinking anything warm, but people do say, or a cigarette. Some people will say, oh, I have a cigarette, and that makes me, you know, do my morning business. But maybe there's something in the nicotine. Not that I'm promoting smoking, but coffee and a cigarette. Oh my gosh! So, what do you think about coffee for the? I mean, I love my coffee in the morning, and I buy expensive coffee, and I grind it, and I've beat myself up over it over the years. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather enjoy my wonderful coffee and maybe die a few years earlier.
Oh my gosh. That is a good question and something that I've fought with over the years as well. And so another layer that I like to reference when working in alchemical herbalism is the chakras. And I bring this up because our solar plexus chakra is the chakra that governs our digestive system. So it's really a lot of these herbs have correspondences to the solar plexus, like the yellow dandelion flowers correlates to the yellow of our solar plexus, and sure enough, it treats the digestive system.
Okay.
So I bring that up because coffee, what it actually does is it stimulates our nervous system really at the core, at our solar plexus. And so that's why we get energy, because our digestive system and our solar plexus is the root of our overall vitality. So that's why it gives us energy and gives us, you know, it stimulates us. But because there's that artificial stimulation, our bodies aren't able to, because it's like being artificially stimulated all the time, it becomes reliant on caffeine instead of creating its own energy and regulating the body's energy throughout the day. And so I've been doing an experiment with this. On the days that I have coffee, I get that 2 to 3 p.m. dip really bad. But on the days that I don't drink coffee, I have really steady energy all day long.
I do too. I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, it's around 2 or 3. I just can't keep my eyes open. That's very interesting.
Yep. So I've been really playing around with that, and I no longer feel that my energy is really being depleted from my core in a sense.
So what would your favorite morning drink be or suggestion then if we want to replace the coffee?
So this is actually a little interesting one, and I love that you brought it up earlier, just like warm drinks, because in Ayurveda it's also taught that you want to first drink a glass of hot water in the morning.
Okay. With lemon?
You can do lemon. Yeah, sours are very warming to the digestive system, but you don't even need that. You can just drink a warm glass of water, which is super uncomfortable, but it's so necessary.
Okay.
Because our digestive system in Ayurveda, it is said to be like a fire. And if we think about it, what does fire do? It breaks things down to its most basic parts. And that's what our digestive system does. When we consume food, it's broken down so that the nutrients can then be secreted throughout the body or delivered throughout the body. And so we want to nourish our digestive fire. And a lot of the herbs that I'm going to be talking about are warming, stimulating herbs because they bring that warmth. You want to increase your vitality. You want to increase your digestive fire. So if you wake up and the very first thing you do is dump cold water on your digestive fire, it's a hard way to wake up. So if you can bring warmth to your digestive system as soon as possible, then that's nourishing your vitality and your overall strength and energy and digestive system for the day.
Okay. So warm water, or maybe, and then after, what about after that, like with your breakfast? Like maybe a dandelion tea, or I buy dandelion tea. Roasted dandelion tea in tea bags. I have some of those.
And like you've been also mentioned earlier, doing a little bit of lemon, the other herb that I actually am going to be talking about today is ginger. Ginger is so great because, again, it's another warming digestive herb that is stimulating your entire digestive system. And it's so great because it's also an alterative. So it's opening the channels of elimination by increasing your blood circulation from your core out to your periphery, and can open your pores and cause you to sweat if you have enough, because it is so warming.
I just did warm water with lemon and ginger the other morning, two mornings in a row.
See?
First thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do, absolutely. And ginger,
yeah.
I just
yeah.
love even like the volatiles. It just lifts my spirit. It just really, really evokes that internal fire of, you know, feeling good and being passionate and being excited.
Mm-hmm. And ginger is a root. And I just do it. But if you get it dried, maybe it's more like a herbal kind of thing. It's still considered herbal, right?
Yeah, and actually the dried ginger is warmer because it's more concentrated than the fresh ginger. But you can use either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I want to get the dried. I've never done it because it's kind of a pain to have to peel the ginger and then, you know. Yeah.
Yes, it definitely can be. That's for sure.
Because it's such a weird shape. It's hard to peel it, you know, and I lose a lot of it. It's weird, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you do it in like a tea and stuff, you can actually leave the skin on and just chop it up. You don't always have to take the skin off.
Oh, okay, good point. Just wash, scrub it or whatever. Yeah, okay, good. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought I had to peel it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it's also very antimicrobial, so it helps kill off any kind of like bacteria and stuff, and that's why ginger is commonly served with sushi, raw fish, because it helps kill any bacteria and increase your digestive fire in case there might be any bacteria on the raw fish.
Oh, interesting. And then that green stuff, it's like a horseradish type of thing too, probably.
Correct.
They serve
it's the
that.
Same thing. It's so hot that it basically can like burn bacteria. Or the other way to really look at it, and this is really the viewpoint that I have with herbs, is that herbs change the ecology of the body, creating an environment where microbes or other pathogens can no longer survive there.
Okay. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got dandelion, we've got ginger.
Mm-hmm. Next one is cayenne. Surprising again, another warming herb that is very antioxidant, carminative. Again, it's increasing circulation to the digestive system, stimulating your overall blood circulation. So it's really great at making sure that more nutrients is getting to your cells. And because it's increasing your blood flow, it's also going to help toxins leave your system as well. Because it's very common with poor diet that our entire system kind of becomes sluggish and slowed down. And so increasing the fire, increasing the movement means more nutrients is getting to cells and then more toxins or waste products are also getting removed from the body as well.
Oh, I love that. Now, how would you use cayenne? Do you just buy it at the grocery store in the spice section and that way, or do you like tincture liquid or what's best, do you think? How would you use it?
Honestly, just buying the spice, and that's, again, kind of why I was like, what are the best herbs to talk about for this? And it's anything that we can just get at the store and have easy access to. So if you go buy, like, an organic spice, use it in your foods. I even add a little bit of the powder to the garlic and lemon warm water in the mornings because it's very, very good for the immune system. Yeah, and then it's also a great topical for muscular pain.
Oh, well, you know that cleanse people do, the master cleanse, isn't that maple syrup, lemon, and cayenne? And they make, you have heard of that master cleanse?
I haven't heard of that one, but I can see why that would be very, very helpful.
Yeah, that combo, the cayenne in there. Okay. That's awesome. And, or I have seen it as a liquid. You could put a little bit in water, I guess, and drink it down. It's, I've heard it's really healthy. Okay, cool.
It's a good one. I have made a tincture of that, and it's super, super hot, if you can imagine, but it's a good one too for like people that are in shock. So I keep that in my first aid kit because it doesn't, although it's hot, it gives the illusion of heat. It just binds to our heat receptors. It doesn't actually cause any tissue damage. So if somebody is in shock from a severe injury or traumatic event, you can give them some cayenne pepper and it will break them out of that shock, say, bring them back into their body without actually causing any harm.
Wow, that's amazing.
There's so many different ways that you can use herbs. It's really, really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people did a couple hundred years ago. That's what they were doing for, you know, all of humanity until recently. So they had all the herbs and stuff. Okay, so what's the fourth one?
Garlic.
Okay.
Garlic is another aromatic, and a lot of the herbs that have strong fragrance to them, you can think of them as carminatives, which again are increasing blood circulation to the digestive system. It's very anti-inflammatory, increasing blood circulation just throughout the whole body, and of course very antimicrobial as well. And so it's interesting with the herbs that we've covered thus far, they all have very similar properties, even though they're different, right?
The anti, well, people love garlic. Now I do take it in a capsule or whatever form, because the breath, I can't stand, you know, if I eat like a meal
Fair
with
enough.
Garlic, I just, it sticks with you for like till the next day, and I don't like that taste in my mouth. Some people don't mind it, they love it, but I take it that way, but that's pretty cool. And then like the Koreans have kimchi, which is a lot of garlic in there. I remember, I'll tell you a funny story. The Koreans really eat a lot of it. And I remember in high school, you know how we'd have our high school lockers, and right next to my locker, there was a Korean boy who had his locker. And I remember I would walk, if he was standing there next to me, the garlic coming out of his body or mouth or whatever was so bad. It was so strong. I had to hold my breath. He must have been eating like kimchi every day, you know, the family meals or whatever. I was like, oh my God. But you know, you're not saying to eat it at that level, but I'll never forget it.
I've definitely known those people as well. It's a strong one. And one of my most favorite cold remedies that I learned when I was in university was my teacher, Dr. Daisy, she was like, if you're ever sick, the rule is to eat 10 raw cloves of garlic for 10 straight days. And I promise you, you will get over that sucker like no problem. And I was like, how do you eat that much raw garlic?
And how are you ever going to have any friends?
Right?
Oh, my God.
But the raw garlic, that sounds like it would hurt your stomach or something. It's very strong, you know. I think it would burn a hole in your stomach or something. I don't know. Now, does cooked do anything? Doesn't cooked garlic activate something in it? Or is there a better way to use it, a different, you know, one or the other, cooked or raw?
Different biochemical constituents do get activated under heat while others get degraded. So there is slightly different medicinal properties between raw and cooked down. I just like to slightly cook it. And so like with a lot of the herbs that we're talking about today, along with spices, it is actually better to put them at the end, put them in your meal at the end rather than at the beginning or during. Because when they are cooked for a long period of time, all of those volatile oils that do a lot of what we're talking about, they get cooked off. And so if you really want to make your food very medicinal, you put it in towards the end, turn the heat off, and then just put a lid on it for 5-10 minutes. So we'll cook it down enough, but not cook it to the point of kind of burning away all the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so we have dandelion, ginger, cayenne, garlic, and what is the fifth?
The fifth one is burdock. And you can actually buy burdock at, like, Asian foods markets, and it's typically called gobo. Have you ever heard of it?
No, gobo. Okay.
This is like a, I mean, it is, you can cook it like a carrot, basically, or any root vegetables, but this is by far my most favorite herb for bringing regulation back to the digestive system, because it's really high in lignans, carbohydrates, and inulin. And so it also has a lot of fixed oils, so it's just an overall very nutritive tonic that brings so much regulation back to the body. But this is going to be the start of that prebiotic we kind of mentioned earlier. So
okay,
sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Inulin is actually a prebiotic sugar that's also found in dandelion root.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What was your question?
Well, I'm looking on the internet at the pictures of burdock because I don't see it at the store or anything. I mean, maybe it's there and I never noticed it. But so it looks like it's got a root like a carrot or ginger, you know, it's this long. And then it's got the green leaves coming up in the top. And then I see, like burdock tea would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, okay, talk about the prebiotic, what we can do with that.
Yeah, and I typically find burdock root at, like, Asian markets. I don't really find that at, like, Safeway or any of those more mainstream markets. But so you can find it in a few places. And how much do you know about prebiotics?
I don't know a lot, but I heard that you should be doing prebiotic, not probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Enlighten us on that one.
Prebiotics are a type of specialized plant fiber that actually feed the basically our gut flora, and stimulates more of the healthy growth of bacteria, where probiotics are the live cultures already in food. Prebiotics are basically the food that feed the gut that's already in or feed the bacteria that's already in our gut.
Okay.
So that's really the distinction.
Should we be taking both or what? Tell us what to do there with that.
I prefer personally to do more prebiotics. Because I've also heard, and like you mentioned, there are so many different opinions and everything out there. I've heard that, you know, probiotics, if you take the same one for an extended period of time, then it actually reduces the diversity of your gut. So just because of that, I like to do the pre more and just nourish what's already kind of inside me and help the diversity grow naturally. Not to say that probiotics aren't good. I just know more. I know a little bit more about prebiotics.
Okay. Now I'm looking on the internet because I was looking at, wanted to see what that looks like, the burdock, and it says, there's one thing that says 10 health benefits of burdock root. The first one sounds phenomenal. Rids kidney and gallbladder stones.
Yes.
Which is, people have problems with that. That would be amazing.
So the burdock has an affinity for the liver, blood, skin and lymphatic system. And it's a really good alternative that opens up, again, the channels of elimination. So it's so good at cleansing and purifying the liver and blood, especially.
Mm-hmm. It says here, cleanses blood, diuretic, lowers blood sugar levels, fights infection, assists indigestion, assists with PMS symptoms. Very cool. I'm going to, on my list to buy this week. You're going to share how to make a prebiotic drink with it, right?
Yes. So the three of the five herbs that you can add into this is going to be burdock, dandelion, and ginger.
Okay.
And then I usually do the same amount of burdock and dandelion, and then about half of the ginger, just because it is so warming.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
You put those three herbs together in a pot of water, or even in a crock pot, and you just want to let it cook down for a long time. I've seen people that will just leave it marinating overnight for a couple of days just like keep adding water, because especially that inulin, that prebiotic sugar that's in the burdock and the dandelion, the more that you cook it down, the more it's released into the water. And so that's where you get this super concentrated drink. And then I do recommend to consume water-based preparations within about 3 days and keep them in the fridge. So it is a medicine to prepare and consume fairly quickly.
Okay. Now, when you talk about, is it it's the root of all these, right? The burdock root, the dandelion root, or it's not
and the ginger
the
root.
Leaves, is it?
Yes,
and the,
that's
yeah,
correct.
And the ginger is only root, but yeah, the ginger doesn't have leaves, but the burdock and the dandelion have leaves, but we just want to take the root of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
okay.
That's correct.
Now, I haven't seen dandelion roots at the store, so we probably need to go pick those out of the yard, and then we just rinse it off and just as is, put that in the pot. We don't need to dry it or do anything to it. You just put that root in there.
Yep, that's correct. I do recommend chopping it up finely just to expose more surface area to the liquid. It just helps extract more medicine.
Okay. And then what about adding some Manuka honey or something? How do you feel about honey? Is that good? Isn't that a kind of antibacterial or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love honey. I think it's amazing. I do a lot of honey preparations with herbs as well, especially for like seasonal allergies. Eating local honey helps you build up a natural immunity to kind of the allergens that can be affecting you around those season changes. Add honey. You can even add other herbs if you want to that. You can add the others that we've been speaking to, but for the base, having those three herbs just provides such exceptional medicine.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Scotty, for sharing all this. Is there anything else you want to share before we go?
Just get out there and play with herbs, play with your spices. There's so much that you can do with herbs, and they just provide so much value and benefit to us on a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual level. And I mean, even if people are struggling with like depression, eating some fiery foods can help increase their vitality. And so even though we've been talking about the digestive system and more the physical health, there are patterns of how we're feeling in the four layers of the self. And so if you're feeling down, go get some fiery foods, go get some movement, and just watch what happens.
Oh, I love it. Oh, thank you so much. You guys follow Scotty on TikTok at Self Alchemy, and then the number 8, and then Instagram is herb, and then there's an N, herb and heart, self alchemy. But all that she's listed, I've linked it up at the show notes. And
thank you.
Yeah, get out there and try some of this, you guys. And until next time, much love, everybody.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you love this podcast, please leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button. For more inspiration and to stay connected, find me on Instagram at The Mystical Matchmaker or my website, marlamartinson.com. Much love, and hope you have a mystical, magical day.